The Minister for Lands and Natural Resources, Alhaji Inusa Fuseini, has charged traditional authorities to play active roles in government's quest to end illegal mining, which is degrading the environment and polluting water bodies. Chiefs, he noted, as custodian of lands, have the power to regulate activities which go on in their communities. Alhaji Fuseini therefore entreated them to put a stop to releasing lands to Galamsey operators. He was speaking at the official signing of the Newmont Achim Development Foundation Agreement, NAGDEF, at Adausena in the Brim North District of the Eastern Region. Correspondent Stephen Amponsamensa has filed this report. The Newmont Achim Development Foundation Agreement, NAGDEF, is the third leg of the social responsibility pact signed between Newmont and the 10 Achim mine communities in 2012. Through the agreement, resources and funding of chosen development projects will be set up and managed to the benefit of the communities. The Achim mine will provide 1% of its pre-tax profit plus a dollar on an ounce of gold sold to the foundation. The foundation helps develop projects and set up scholarship schemes. The Minister for Lands and Natural Resources, Alhaji Inusa Fuseini, said Galamsey poses security threat to the country, therefore miscreants who engage in such activities must be brought to book. He tasked MMDAs to heed the president's directives to help illegal mining to bring the situation under control. Alhaji Fuseini reiterated government commitment to creating an enabling environment for economic activities to flourish. The Deputy Eastern Regional Minister, Mavis Amafrimpon, suggested to mining companies to cut down on the operation costs instead of laying off workers. She said, the layoff of workers brings hardship onto such individuals and their families, which sometimes force them to engage in illegal mining. Madame Frimpong asked the communities to use dialogue in addressing issues instead of demonstration. The general manager of Newmont Achim Mines, Kelvin Hoxham, announced that Newmont has agreed to rehabilitate the road from Adausena diversion to the District Assembly Junction. Correspondent Stephen Amponsamensa filed that report.